Okay, this Shabbos we're going to read two sages, Tazri and Metzora, and both deal in the main with issues relating to a person's contracted tzaraas. That's most of Parshas Tazri and the first half of Parshas Metzora. And the Torah tells us one detail regarding the person with tzaraas. In the first story, Vayikra Parak Yud Gimel Pasuk Mem Hey, Vatzarua Sherbo Hanega, Begadav Yufrumin, Uvroshe Yafarua, Vatsof on the Alta Vatome Tome Yikra. The Tzarua, the person who's contracted tzaraas. We know that tzaraas is not really leprosy in the medical sense, but it has physical manifestations. It's a person that has this nega, this affliction. So Begadav Yufrumin, his clothes should be frum. What is begadav Yufrumin? What does it mean, frumim? Rashi tells us, in the second source there in Parakim Gimel Pasuk, hey, frumim keruim, he should wear garments that are torn. His garments should be torn, and he also should let his hair grow. Sofam yate, he should wear a cloak or some cover that cover his face at least partially. And he calls out tame tame. That's the pasuk, and the Rashi again tells us keruim. Where did Rashi get that from? We'll see in a moment. But why is that true? Why should his garments be torn? See, Ibn Ezra, the third source, comments there on that pasuk. Again, Parakim Gimel Pasuk Gam Hey. Begad of Yufrumin Kimel Kruim, same thing. La Kiro Alechas Beminig Meshunas. So he stands out in his way he looks. Okay, that's similar. Tomei Tomei Yikra. He's got to broadcast the fact that he's Tomei. We've spoken about that in the past few. He's supposed to broadcast that he's Tomei so people know to stay away. Not to become Tomei through contact with him, but also people should daven in his behalf. We'll discuss that. But then he says a second, and it's really more for tonight. Oh, Tamo Kinyon Ovel. He should look and dress and act like an Ovel. Rachman Lutzan, somebody who's an Avelis. Al Kain Begad of Yufum Rosh Apura. That's why his garments are on his hair. Lets his hair grow. Doesn't shave or cut his hair like an Ovel. Vatam, she is Abel al Roa Masov, Kibavur Masov, Bolo Zanega. He should be in mourning over this condition which is befallen him due to his bad behavior. We know that Tzaraas comes about most famously because of Lashon Hara, but other things also. The Gemara asks us seven things for which the Goyim come. But anyway, if he's deserving of it because of a failure in terms of his character, and therefore he has to be sad about that. One way of displaying sadness, like an Abel, is to have torn garments. And that's what Rashi tells us again. The Begadav Yufrumin means Kruim. The Gemara makes this link in the fourth verse. The Gemara in Marcotin Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Avel Chayev Bekriya. An Avel is Chayev to tear his garments. We know that's one of the things the Mourner Rachman has to do. How do we know that? It's actually from last week's Sedra. The Kama in Parashat Shmini. It says, the Kama Luhu Rachman of Be Aaron Lo Tifromu. When Nadav and Avihu died, so the other surviving brothers and Aaron, who were Avelim, obviously, Aaron and his sons had died. Elazar and Isamar, their brothers had died. They were told Lo Tifromu. They were told not to rent their garments, not to tear their garments. So the Gemara says, Michal, the Kule Alma Mechave, since you had to tell Tzivoi to them, don't tear your garments, then the assumption is someone else, other than that exceptional case, doesn't have to tear their garments. Okay? Then the Gemara asks, Menuda Mahal Bekriya. Some Menuda means that someone's put in the Cherim, excommunicated. Does he have to also tear his garments? The Gemara says, Teiku. The Gemara doesn't give an answer. And then our topic, Mitzora Mahal Bekriya. What about a Mitzora? Yeah, Toshma. Begad of Yufumim, Shehu Mekurain. Shmami, not like the Gemara. Our Pasuk, right? Begad of Yufumim, have to have torn garments. So clearly the Gemara links the Mitzora and the Avel with regards to this behavior of tearing one's garments. The Rambam Paskins in the fifth source, the Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas, Perigur, Halacha Vav, Mitzvah Saseishi HaMetzora Muchlat. Metzora Muchlat means somebody who has definitively been determined as a Metzora. As the Torah describes in the first part of the Sedra, when the first one has these symptoms, these physical afflictions, you go to the Kohen, you have to wait a week under many circumstances to see whether the blemish spreads and so on, all the details that comprise a good part of our Sedra, in the Parashat Tazria. But anyway, once he's a Metzora Muchlat, means it's been definitively determined, so he has to be Mechusa Rosh, he covered his hair, his head rather, Kol Yomei Chaluto, Ve'ota Al Saf, means the safam is the mustache area, who wears something over it, was a different style of garment. Ke'ovel, like an ovel, and uforein begodav, and he tears his garments, and umodiya ha'ovel malav shu tomei, shenema v'atoro shebo nega, etc. Our pasuk, right, to let people know that he's tomei. So that's by Tumas Tzaraas. And of course, in the sixth source, in Hilchos Ovel, the Rambam tells us again, Perkhes Halach Aleph of Hilchos Avel. Avel Chayav Likra Meisa. Avel also has to tear when the person dies. Shenemar, again, that's the pasuk in last week's study in Parashat Shmini. Videchem lo sifrom lo samuso ha'acher Chayav Likrom. Since the Torah tells us that Aaron's sons were not Aaron's family, not of Raviel's family. Aaron's family was not to tear their garments. Everyone else has to. And then he tells us that Tzarech Shikra Me'umad Kli has to be done standing. You know, Rachman Latzan, if you've done it yourself, you've seen it at Levi, we do it always standing. You carve Yushu Lo Yotza. And he tells you how you do the Kriya. Fine, Shulchan Aruch rules this way as well. In the seven swords, Hilchos Kriya, that's your day, it's in the Shin Mem. Sif Aleph. Misha Meisel Meis, someone, God forbid, dies. Vehum Ameisim Sharolis Abel Alem, it's one of the relatives for whom one mourns. Behind her, there's seven krovim, seven relatives, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse. Those are the seven krovim. We have to disavow, so chayav likrol, we also have to tear kriya. The tzarech shikra mu'uma, and the shoharach says, imkar v'yushav lo yotza, and the tzarech lachsav likrol, etc. And at the end, shoharach there says, ulachatchila tzarech likrol, kodem shistom p'nei ha'meis. We do kriya lachatchila before the burial. Okay. The shach comment there in Yerodea. I'll give him a shikin. The Shach comments in source 8 in the Ardeis in the Shin Memsiv Cotton Base, Chayav Likro, this din of Kriya is Midrabbanon. It's a din de Rabbanon. I the Pasuk by Aaron. So the Shach writes Midrabbanon Vasmechu HaKro. That's only a smachta, really it's a din de Rabbanon. And the meaning is again to do it Kodem Shiston Prayames Pekever, Siv Cotton Gimel. Namely, the says the Shach, the Shemagia of Dina Emes, Koya Avel. We do the tearing when you say the Brach of Dina Emes. Okay.
So that's the Kriya as Midrabbanon, he's saying.
The Kriya is Midrabbanon, right, the act of Kriya. Don't on our practice, Shach says, is to say it when you say the Brocha. The Brocha of Dina Emes is not a Brocha on the Mitzvah, Tavich Mitzvah, but we sort of treat it that way, the way we say the Kriya, we say Dina Emes, and then we tear. So here we have in our Sedra Parashas Mitzorah, Din, that the Mitzorah has to tear Kriya. And again, it relates to the din of an avil also taking tearing kriya. So I want to move from here to the primary topic, namely the idea of tearing another time when we tear kriya. That's neither an avil or a personal avil nor a mitzvah, but that is upon seeing certain mekomos kedoshim in Eretz Yisrael, which is also an occasion for kriya. And that begins with the Gemara in the source number 9. The Gemara also in Mar Katan on Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph Amar Chelba Amar Libra Amar Rav Elazar. And we've discussed aspects of this in past year, but I'm going to focus on something a little different. Haroa Ara Yehuda Bechurbanam. If somebody sees the Ara Yehuda, Ara Yehuda means the cities around Yerushalayim, the Judean cities, the Judean hills around Yerushalayim. You see these cities Bechurbanam. Omer, you say a certain pasuk Ara Kacha Hamidbar. You say quote a certain pasuk with Kare. You tear Kriya. Person traveling to Eretz Yisrael, okay, and he comes upon these cities, he passes these cities around Yerushalayim, and he sees them in a state of Churban, you're required to tear Kriya. Continues the Gemara, Yerushalayim b'Churban, you come to Yerushalayim, and you see Yerushalayim in a state of Churban. You say a different pasuk, Omer Tzion Midbar Hoysu Yerushalayim Shemama b'Kareya, say a different pasuk, and you're Kareya. And then when you come and you see the Beis HaMikdash b'Churban, you see the place where the Beis HaMikdash once stood, and now you see that place in a state of Churban, Omer another pasuk, Beis Kochena v'Sifaritena Asher Elucha v'Seinu Hoya L'Sveifas Eishu Chol Machlina Hoya L'Charova v'Kareya. Okay? So these are three situations, or three occasions, when you come to Mekomos Kedoshim Eretz Yisrael, that the Gemara says in Markotin Achav Avonalov, you have to tear Kriya, just like the Mitzorah, just like the Avel. Avel again on one of the personal, loss of one of the personal seven relatives. The Gemara says, Kareya Mikdash Mosif Al Yerushalayim. Let's say you, says in one place you tear for the Mikdash, you have to tear a little further for Yerushalayim, then the Gemara raises this theory, you come to Tzofim. Tzofim is a place, probably Harat Tzofim, or around there, Mount Scopus, outside Yerushalayim, where you can see the old city and so on, near Korea. So the Gemara says, again, without the details, the Gemara says it depends on which way you come in. That's what Rashi there says, that printed in the 10th source. What if you came into Yerushalayim, where you didn't see Yerushalayim until you saw the Beis HaMikdash? Normally, you're traveling, let's say, where we come in. Come from, let's say, from Tel Aviv, or from the airport, or whatever. So first you see the Ar Yehuda, then you see Yerushalayim, then you see the Mokka HaMikdash. But what if you came in, Rashi? Is a funny case. You could go and Shniklas Yerushalayim Bishita Tev Midah, came in some kind of enclosure, you were inside somebody, you didn't see it, or whatever, your eyes were closed, whatever happened, you didn't see it until the reverse order. So that's what the Gemara there talks about. That's not that pivotal for us right now. The Rambam cites this halacha in source 11. The Rambam brings this In Hilchos Tanios, Hilchos Tanios Perik Hey Halacha Tes Zion. The Rambam writes, verse 11, Misha Ra, Ari Yudu B'chobonam, Omer, Ari Kodshkom, Dura B'Korea. Roy Shalim, Chonam, Roy Shalim, Dura Gomer. Beis Amitur, Chonam, Beis Kodshenim, Zura Tehenu, etc. Umehecha, Chayav, Mikram, where do you have to tear Kriya? When you come in Atofim, you come in that direction, and when you come to the Mikdash, you tear further. And on the other hand, he says, what if you come to the Mikdash first? He deals with that issue again, that's a detail, as I said, it's not that important for us right now. What's interesting in this Rambam, just as a side point, a total side point, if you're Medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam, he says, if you see Ari Yehuda in a state of Churban, you say that Pasuk you tear. And then he says the third thing, if you see the Beis HaMikdash, you say the Pasuk you tear. When he says Yushalayim, look at the end of the first line there, Ro Yushalayim, Omer Yushalayim, and doesn't say the word Vekareya. Interesting, right? The Rambam, in the middle of the case, Yushalayim does not say Vekareya. So, in line one, he says, we'll see again. Mishara, Aruchabon, Omer, such and such a pasuk, Vikorea, Yuter Kriya. Then he says, look at the third one, go to the second line for a second, skip. Beis HaMikdash, Rukhabon, Omer, etc., Vikorea. By Yerushalayim, he doesn't say the word Vikorea, he just says, in the end, Yerushalayim, Rukhabon, Omer, Yerushalayim, Midbar, Vigomer, the pasuk, he doesn't say the verb Vikorea. So the toughness, Panayat, the Ragachover, in his commentary on that Rambam, the whole tries to figure out, maybe he's talking about a special case, he wouldn't have to tear for Yerushalayim, but it's interesting. Rav Kafach, Yosef Kafach was the great Taimani, who just died not that long ago, and he came out with scholarly editions or using manuscripts and so on. And what was that again?
Rambam.
Yeah, the Rambam, and he also translated. He spoke Arabic. He translated many of the works of the Rishonim that were in Arabic directly into Hebrew. You know, he spoke Arabic. So anyway, the interesting, very, very accomplished, fruitful Talmud Chacham. But anyway, so he said he found in his an edition of the Rambam. I have it home. You know, where he goes to manuscripts or whatever, and he has footnotes on the bottom. So he says in the footnotes that the other Girsa of the Rambam does have the word Zekareya in it. So our Girsa doesn't have it. Okay, anyway, a side point. The Magid Mishnah there, in again, Parakei Halacha Tezayin, quotes the Ramban, interesting question. Why do you have to have a special din to tear Kriya for Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is one of the Ari Yehuda. In other words, that's once, right? That's Ramban. Because Ramban Zal, that's a part of the Magid Mishnah in Source 12. Parakei Halacha Tezayin. Because Ramban Zal, Nitama, Kevin Iksana, Ari Yehuda B'chubanam Kareya, Matzarach Lama B'Yerushalayim B'chubanam. V'halo B'chlau Aisa. Yerushalayim is included among the Ari Yehuda. So he says as follows. He says, "Bishlam Hashim Karab Ari Yehuda Chozim Kari Al Yerushalayim." If you tear for Ari Yehuda, and then you see Yerushalayim, has to tear another kriya for Yerushalayim. Sheilu Bishar Ari Yehuda Kara Achas Mem Eino Kara Lashia. There are many Ari Yehuda, so you don't have to tear for each one. Once you've torn kriya for one of the Ari Yehuda, you don't have to tear for any other Ari Yehuda. You happen to see the same day. You see, you're coming from the airport. You saw all these Ari Yehuda. You tear each time. You run out of shirts after a while. Right? So one Ari Yehuda tear does it for all the Ari Yehuda. Yerushalayim is a separate category. You tore already for the Ari Yehuda, you still have to tear another one for Yerushalayim. That's why Yerushalayim stands out. That's the Magamishna of the Ramban. He says, She'ilu b'shar Ari Yehuda, kar al achas men, eno kar al ashir, the kar al Ari Yehuda b'fnei atzmon. Ma Yerushalayim, kar al achir b'fnei atzmon. Okay? And furthermore, he says the other way around, if you tore for Yerushalayim first, so then the other Ari Yehuda are included. So that's the Ramban. All of the,
There was a progression from the center of the Adam. I mean, Yerushalayim
was a... Right, just stands out separately. Right, that's what Ramban's basically saying. That's basically the same. We know that, but he spells it out. That's all. He's just telling it out. Now, all these dinim appear in the Shulchan Aruch. I printed them in the whole Siman. In Source 13 is Siman Tov Kuf Samach Aleph of Orachaim. That's the very end. That's the last chapter in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. The last Siman Hilchos Tisha B'Av of Siman Tov Kuf Samach Aleph of Orachaim. He spells it as five sifim. I printed them all here. He says it straight out. He says Sif Aleph is Haroa Arihuda B'Chuban. He says this puzzle. Sif Beis Haroa Yerushalayim. And then in the Mikdash. And Siv Gimel, he says this thing really that the Ramban already said, the Magen Mishnah has said the name of the Ramban, Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Paschens this way, In Koral Achas Mer Yehuda, Eino Choze Karekish Yerushar Ari Yehuda. When you care for one of the Ari Yehuda, you don't have to care again for any others. Okay, however, Yerushalayim is different. Chutz Yerushalayim. Shechoze V'Karel Ker Achas Ne'atzmo. In Koral Yerushalayim, Eino Tzorch L'Koral Shar Ari Yehuda. That's the Ramban that the Magen Mishnah quotes and the Chabar brings it L'Halacha. Siv Dawid, the Chabar writes, Kol HaKarayim Ha'elu B'Yodah B'Mumad, you have to do it with hand as opposed to with an instrument, and you do it mu'umad, and b'kore kol kusa sh'olav ad sh'igalas libo, you tear it in such a way that you, the heart, you know, that part on the side of the body, on the side of the body with the heart, to the left side, and you tear it, so, you know, till till that part of the body is exposed and so on. And you can't sew it up all the way, or you can cut it short a little bit. And then the Sivhei, he clarifies it is only when you haven't been there within 30 days. Okay, this whole din is, you know, we haven't been within 30 days. If you did it, no, not within 30 days. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael for the year, it was back, you know, a long time, I made sure to go to Yerushalayim at least once. I always told my children also, when they were there for the year, make sure you go to Yerushalayim once every 30 days and avoid the, you know, to make sure you don't have to tikkui, otherwise you don't have to tikkui. Okay, so that's the din. Now, let's talk about each one of these three. There's three places, Or Yehuda, there's Yerushalayim, and there's Makom HaMikdash. So let's talk about each one of these three situations. So what do you mean Or Yehuda exactly? And what's the status today? The Beis Yosef, on that on the tour, and that's Siman 14. So the top of Samach HaVeh Beis Yosef writes, and towards the end of the line, the high Or Yehuda b'churban in the Kamar, that which we said, you have to tear on Or Yehuda b'churban, what does that mean exactly? So he says, the hainu shein charevos ve'ein bohem yishuv klal. It means these cities are desolate and nobody's living there. You see these cities in a state of ruin and nobody living there. Aval in yesh bohem yishuv, but there are people living there and the cities are built up. Afal pi shehein bidei goyim, even though they're under the sovereignty of non-Jews, ha'nira l'char de'ein sarach l'krala. Then I think you don't have to tear kri. It's only b'churbanon. B'churbanon, he translates here as being in a state of desolation. Nobody lives there. It's barren. It's desolate. Okay, but if people live there, even though it's under Goyish control, under non-Jewish sovereignty, still you don't have to tear kri. But then he says, v'efshar, but it's possible, the kol shehein b'dei goyim, perhaps if it's under non-Jewish sovereignty and a non-Jewish rule, af al pi sheyesh ba in yishuv, even though people, it's populated, people living there, it's b'churbanon mikri. It's still called b'churbanon, and it also concludes b'chein ikr, and that's, he thinks, is the correct approach. The churban, he says, is not churban, is not a physical state, but a political state. Okay, if it's under non-Jewish sovereignty, so that's considered to be sad, that Eretz Yisrael or Yehuda are under non-Jewish control, so it doesn't matter if people live there, a nice Jewish community there, but so, it's under non-Jewish sovereignty, you have to take care of that, the Beis Yosef concludes. The Bach writes similarly, in Source 15, Bach on that same siman on the tour, in the Or HaChaim siman, Tavkuf Samach Aleph, he says, U'pashotu, he says it's Pashot, U'pashotu, the high or Yehuda, B'chubar, the Kama Hanu, Afilu Yeshom Yishuv, even though it's a popular area, kol sheyada umos sholetes alav, as long as the hand of the non-Jews and the non-Jewish government controls it, b'churbanon mikri, it's considered b'churban. He brings a raya from a story of pasuk in Yirmiyahu when they came and they didn't know after the time Gedaliah. Like some Gedaliah ben Achikam was assassinated, the people came, they came to a place called Mitzpah. Okay, brings the raya, and he said they tore Kriya because it was in the hands of Melech Bavel. That area was in the hands of the Babylonian king. And that's how the Achronim Asum LaHalacha, the Magen Avraham, writes in Source 16, he paskins like this, Shita, the same Siman Tavkuf Samach Aleph in Sukkot and Aleph, Source 16, the Magen Avraham writes, the Churbanah, what does it mean? Afal Pisha Yoshim Lehem Yisrael, even though Jews live there. A nice Jewish town. Jews live there, but Kevan Shaumos Moshim Alayim Mikri Churban, because the non-Jews are ruling over it. That's called the state of Churban. The Mishnah Brura is more specific, even living in more modern times. In Sivkot and Beis, that same Siman, Dafkuf Samach Aleph. The Mishnah Brura writes, Afil Yosher Mem Yisrael. Even if Jews are living there, Kevan Shaiyish Me'elin. It's the Arabs. Right? His time already. The Mishnah Brura is under the Ottoman control, Ottoman Empire. He says under Arabs, Ishmaelim, Moshe Malayim, that's already called Mikri Bechurbana. What does that say today? So here, because now in 2013, and really ever since 1967, all those Or Yehuda have been under Jewish sovereignty, right? It's Jewish control. So the more modern Palestinians, there's a famous statement from Rav Zevin, great, wrote many important works about Hamodim Bahalach. He was the founding editor in chief of the Encyclopedia Talmudis. Somebody told me that just a new volume came out today, someone told me, next volume. But he also wrote a sefer called Hamodim Bahalach. So in the sefer Hamodim Bahalach, he has an essay on all the fast days, you know, the Atzomos, it's called Atzomos. At the very end of there, he writes, page in my edition, page Shin Ayin Aleph. He writes, talks about this din, and he says, Mistaber, okay, she'im shichruran shal Or Yehuda mishulton nochrim v'hakamas medinas Yisrael. The Rav Zevin writes, it seems to me that now that the Or Yehuda have been liberated from non-Jewish sovereignty with the establishment of the State of Israel and so on, batel din hakriya al osan ha'orin. that there's no longer a requirement today to tear. Okay? Now, interesting, this is a controversial thing because the original editions of this passage in Rav Zevin's work, it says, Mistaber Shim Shichuan Shal Ar Yehuda Bishultan Rechav HaKamas Medina Israel Ashrei Shezochinu Lechach. Fortunate are we to have merited such a thing. So in my edition, it was not the first edition, that phrase Ashrei Shezochinu Lechach appears in parentheses. Okay? In later editions, it doesn't appear at all. And in the translation into English, Article did a translation of this called the Festival of Halacha. That phrase doesn't appear at all. Ashrei Shezochinu Lechach. And censored out because he had a positive view. Now the truth is, somebody told me that Article subsequently, you know, apologized. Said they were wrong. Because there are, in their defense, there were different editions that had it and didn't have it. Already, the Israeli, whatever, whoever printed it took it out. But in the Rav Zevin's original, he had the phrase Hakamos Minisol Ashrei Shezochinu Lechach. You know, he said we're fortunate that we've merited this. You know, anyway, that's a side point. There's the censorship is alive, well, unfortunately, by our own people. But anyway, but Rav Zevin's point lahalacha is that Batel Din, that the Din of Kriya no longer applies because it's under Jewish sovereignty, and that's I think how it's generally assumed today in Eretz Yisrael that nobody tears by the Ari Yehuda. It's interesting. The question came when they gave up certain areas like around Beit Lechem to the Palestinian Authority. Does the Din of tearing Kriya come back? I think the general assumption is not, because although it's under Palestinian Authority, but still the Tzahal, they can go in, that they have military rights and so on and so forth, so it is still under Jewish sovereignty. So therefore, in terms of Ari Yehuda, nobody today tears for Ari Yehuda. It's not, because it's not called the Korban. It's under the, it's populated and it's under Jewish sovereignty. So that din is gone. What about Yerushalayim? Okay, what about Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is also under Jewish sovereignty, Baruch Hashem. But what's the story there? Is Yerushalayim a din in sovereignty? Or is Yerushalayim a din, well, you know, Makam Mikdash? In other words, so Rav Moshe Feinstein has asked this question. There's two different shuvas I printed here. In source 18 is Igros Moshe Arachaim Chelek Dalad Simon Ayin. Rav Moshe Feinstein has asked Os Yud Aleph of that simon. He says, In Yesh Likro Hayom Al Re'is Yerushalayim. He was asked, should we tear nowadays on Yerushalayim? Ari Yehuda, we already said, you know. But what about Yerushalayim? He says, Eila Nosim Eretz Yisrael Mistaber She'av She'adayin Lo Nigal Nu B'Avon HaSen HaRabim. Even though we haven't merited the full Gula yet, unfortunately, Ein Likro B'Yerush Yerushalayim. He thinks we should not tear nowadays Yerushalayim. Me'achar She Bechesed Hashem Yisbar B'nu Yel HaSiferis. And Moshe died in 1980, so you know, it's even more so today. More than 30 years ago, wrote this tshuva. I don't have the date in front of when he wrote this tshuva. He said, now the Baruch Hashem Yerushalayim is benuya l'tiferes. I mean, you have Baruch Hashem yeshivas and shuls and people living there. I mean, you know, beautiful. So he says, Ein al kopanim rishus umos akum. It's no longer under non-Jewish goyish control. Okay, so we don't tear kriya on Yerushalayim. Tzarech l'vach rak b'rosa makar mitosh. When you see the makar mitosh, says the Moshe, that's a different story. But Yerushalayim itself, not. He says at av kishon l'so merochok. We'll get to that. The koshkin kishabayim l'kosah. Moshe writes, if you see the makar mitosh even from a distance, from outside, or you come to the kosah, you have to tear kriya. That's something else. Okay, ukshuron ar Yehuda shem b'shusa omos, or if the ar Yehuda or b'shusa omos. Okay, v'im ibchein im ika chelik Yerushalayim b'shusa omos. Or if part of Yerushalayim is under non-Jewish sovereignty, but today it isn't. But now they make a Palestinian, whatever, what they call it, international city, whatever. Then we'd have to visit the issue of Chas V'Shalom. But anyway, he says, then you'd have to take Kriya. But right now, says Rav Moshe, it's true what he wrote, it's true today, Yerushalayim is under Jewish sovereignty, so, and it's Benuya L'Tiferes, you don't have to take Kriya. That's Rav Moshe Paskin. And he says it again in another tshuva, that was Or Chaim Chelek Dalet Simon Ayin, Or Chaim Chelek Hey, Simon Lamed Zayin Os Aleph. He writes also on Kriya Arias, Ar Yehudu Yerushalayim, Mokko Vidus Benuayin, Shein Kain. I'm reading now. Ato Shebechaste Hashem Yisbarach. Ein Moshe Na'umos Ar Yehudu Yerushalayim, that they don't have Jewish non-Jews ruling over Yerushalayim. They ain't got Yerushalayim, the place is populated. Who Tom Gadol Shaloli Krah? Af Shadayim Lo Boha Gula Adem Melech Hamashiach. I mean, we shouldn't think that everything's great. You know, we've reached the Gula. We're not. However, and Ba'anu Mispachtim almost. We're still afraid of non-Jews in the area, but still Ain Likroa. Okay, they still we don't have to tear Kriya. And again, he learns that he brings a riot, a pasuk from Yo, that the Bach alluded to. Anyway, the culture can atos from a kavman atos from Melech Hamashiach. Yovo b'karov kishukal arizal mechonam etc. Ain tarach l'krob. But again, he stresses when you come to the mikdash, avo kishuro makam mikdash shadayin hu b'churbono v'lo shayach shibana elidei Melech Hamashiach tarach l'krob pishitos. For sure, you still have to tear clear when you come to Yerushalayim. And when the Melech Hamashiach comes, then we'll deal with that. So Rav Moshe Feinstein passed in two different places that we don't care on Yerushalayim anymore either. okay, because it's built up and it's under Jewish sovereignty. Not everybody agrees to that. There is a prima godim. It's not a steer to Rav Moshe. The prima godim is in Orach Chaim on that same siman Tafkuf Samach Aleph in the Eishal Avraham Sukkot. Now, if he quotes from he says the Shamati. He quotes that Magen Avraham that Chubana means on the non-Jewish sovereignty. Shamata Medoni Ovar Ravzal Shomer Kimedu B'Shem Achoser B'Gershon Kitever. Gershon Kitever was the brother-in-law of the Baal Shem Tov. Right? Gershon Kitever came. There's a famous letters that went back and forth between Gershon Kitever and then the Baal Shem Tov. Anyway, when Gershon Kitever came to Yerushalayim, Rav Shalvosa Anan Yoshim Ba, he saw other people living there comfortably. He was reminded of that. He cried. And Rav Moshe Zesh Omer Birosi Kol Ir. That's when the slichas on the Ila, the so-called Yud Kev, you know, the Yud Gomidas slichas. You know, Hashem Hashem Kel Rach Mecham is the refrain. Besides that, you know, it starts Amitai Ben Shati, I think, was the composer. So the refrain is Hashem Hashem Kel Rach Mecham. So we say it on the either on the Monday or Thursday before Yom Kippur, the closest day, either Monday or Thursday before Yom Kippur, and we say it again in the Ila. So one of the things is it says there, Birosi Kol Ir Al Tila Benuyav Ir Hashem Mushpelas. Right, every great city whatever is built to beautiful in the city of Hashem is Mushpelas. So that, you know, he says then you notice the Khorban. Well, you can still see that today perhaps, because although Yerushalayim is built up, but there's still, you know, mosques and churches and other things in Yerushalayim. And that's exactly how the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach paskins, not like a Moshe. In 21, there's Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach who lived there. Okay, the Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Gimel, he was writing an Aris on a sefer that was someone else put out on Yerushalayim. To Aris B'dinei Kriya Baras HaMikdash. So this is Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Gimel. In these tshuvas, it's Ha'aras on Amud Lamed Ches, on this other sefer that he's commenting on. His other rabbi says, maybe quote Rasul Tzadode HaSofek, im izmanenu shashut v'shvam u'dei Yisrael and yeshkiv l'kor ala, Choshvani says of Shlomo Zalman, the chol zman sharoa adayin b'ir, sharoa adayin b'ir HaKodesh v'mikdosh, k'neisil shal nochrim. As long as we see in Yerushalayim still churches or places of worship of other religions, v'gam kibri akum and so on, the ain on yichol amef we can't get rid of the Avodah Zarah and so on. A dying Hebrew Korbanah. So Shlomo Zalman disagrees. He says you should tear for Yerushalayim today because it's still, though Jews are there, we still have sections of Yerushalayim, the old city, which are non-Jewish religious houses of worship and so on. So that's still called Korbanah. And therefore, he says, Atayinim Nesus Hashemayim, Lerosa Meher, Bukhon Deshmai, Vinny Beis Elchir, Nagil Bashem, Nisra, which was all that stuff, etc. So that's what Shlomo Zalman's Machokas. One time I gave a shiur that the Salamechik also seemed to hold that you should tear Kriya technically. The Yerushalayim is a din of the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you should. Lemaisa, there are different practices.
It's likely to remain with houses of worship of others
for a long time to come. Yeah, right. Till now, yeah. No. That's what he says. So it's interesting. Just to note, Shechter in the Sefer Vikyatzon in Siman Yud Ches. And Yud Ches and Osu Yud, he says that strictly speaking, he says as far as Ari Yehuda, he says we have Alocha Tafsa Achon Kedas Abach Vamagan Avram that we mentioned that is Mancha Ari Yehuda himself Tachas Shilton Yisrael, that's called the Binyan of Lekachi of Kriya. However, for Yerushalayim, he says Bezen Mechlekud Gedol is Maneno. He doesn't quote here who it is, but he mentioned again, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman disagreed. Dolly Zvanenu disagree. Some people say that Yerushalayim is, you still have to take Kriya because, you know, we don't have everything there. Others say that not. Anyway, so with the Machokas, right? So at the end, he writes, the more widespread meaning he writes is not to tear on Yerushalayim because it's under Jewish sovereignty. Why? So he refers to the Gemara that I quote in Source 22, the Gemara in Erevin, a couple places actually, but I quote from Erevin, Memvav, and Aleph. The Gemara has a general statement, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Kedive HaMekel Ba'avil. There is a din, when there's a machlokas in laws related to mourning, we take the leading position. So Rav Shechter says that here we have a machlokas, whether we should tear for Yerushalayim or not, for Manazer. So halachah there make a law, when it comes, this is a din in Avelos, even though, I'm saying as an aside, and he speaks about that in this article, even though the Avelos and Kriya don't always follow the same rules, but this Kriya is a din in Avelos, Avelos in Yerushalayim. So therefore, if we can apply the klal of halachah there make a law. Furthermore, he cites the Pisrei Tshuva, which I put in the source 23, the Pisrei Tshuva is in Yoradeus and Shin Mem Sivkot Nalaf, talking about Kriya. He said there is a downside to Kriya if it's it's not obligated. Namely, the Isser Bal Tashkas. You're not allowed to destroy something for no reason. So when they can't just, I can't right now tear my clothes, that's called Bal Tashkas. You're wasting useful. In fact, interesting, there's a limit from our Sedra, having, you know, start talking about Tazria and Mitzora, because in the second Sedra, in Mitzora, the Torah tells us that you can have Tzaras on a house, Tzaras on bayis, Nige Batim, right? And so the Kohen is the one who pronounces the place having Tzaras. And the Torah tells us, first, clear out all the possessions. Okay, get everything out of the house before the Kohen makes a declaration. Because once the Kohen makes a declaration, the place is destroyed, you have to destroy it. You lose all the things. Bal Tashkas. Right? So that's, I mean, the realist of Bal Tashkas learned from Pasuk and Chumash later, but I'm saying, but it connects to this Pasuk and our subject too. Anyway, so, says the Pesvei Tshuva, well, if you have a suffix, whether it's a chiyuv of kriya or not, aside from the issue of halacha you make of Ovel, there's a tzad not to tear kriya because maybe it'll be over in Bal Tashkas. You're not really chayiv in Bal Tashkas. So therefore, they put those two things together. Together, you have a reason not to tear nowadays Rishon.
Deraisa,
that's what I'm saying. You're right. You're touching on the Deraisa. So right. It's created on the Rabbanon. So if there's a din, there's a din. Okay. Even the din Rabbanon can hold.
Even both the same time, same day, it's
a difference. Right. Right. All right. But yeah. Okay. Why should it matter if it's the same day?
Because then you're doing.
Well, if you see, no, you could. You
do Yishlam, and then you do.
Yeah, separate Yishlam. Yeah, for that earlier then. Yeah, yeah. All right, so that takes care of. So we've painted, basically nowadays eliminated Kriya on the Ari Yehuda, based on Rav Zev and other Achanim that we have now Jewish sovereignty. We've eliminated Kriya Yishlam because although it's a machlokas, and there are people who do take Kriya Yishlam. I think what the Shechter writes here, the more widespread practice, I mean, I got Pasha means widespread, right? Is Shein Karnu Shalayim Atika Kais. More people don't tear. Not everyone agree, but that's what he said.
So just about the Shalayim
Yotzer, yes, yeah. Now we come, thank you. Now we come to the third area, and that's really, you know, which everybody agrees, even Rav Moshe Feinstein, who was quote unquote the Makel, okay, certainly when you come to the Makom HaMikdash, you have to be a Kriya. So what exactly is that? What do we mean by Makom HaMikdash? There is a sefer, which I have with me on the computer, so I don't have a sheet, it's a sefer called Taas HaShulchan. Taas HaShulchan is written by an individual named Bisrael of Shklov, who was one of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon. Many of the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon made Aliyah in the early 1800s. In fact, that's why many of the Minhagim in Eretz Yisrael for davening of the Minhag HaGro. The Davin Nusach HaGroh, and so a lot of things in Eretz Yisrael are based on the. Yeah, there were a couple of groups that came into Eretz Yisrael from the Jews in the early 1800s, the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, and the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov and the Baal HaTanya, the Chassidim that came in, and so that's why certainly even people that say Davin Nusach Ashkenaz in Eretz Yisrael, but they say more at all. Right? We've all been to Eretz Yisrael, so even Ashkenazim. So the Chassidim daven is why they say Maratol anyway, but even Ashkenazim and Eretz Yisrael, everyone says Maratol, because they've only gone held. Or they don't say Baruch Hashem La'olam Amen V'Amen by Ma'ariv. In Eretz Yisrael, nobody says it. Why not? Because the Vilna Gaon didn't say it. So the Minhag and Eretz Yisrael and Nikva were established by the Talmud and the Vilna Gaon, and other things, for example, he basically has three groups of from Jews in the, you know, in the last couple of years in Eretz Yisrael. To a very modern time. The three groups of the Sfardim who were there for a long time, and the Chassidim who came, and these Talmidim of the Gaon who came. So one thing they all agree on is they don't wear Tzvon HaChalamoid. So in Eretz Yisrael, nobody wears Tzvon HaChalamoid. If a person from a Yekesha background or a Litvisha background that does put on Tzvon HaChalamoid, in Eretz Yisrael, they do it privately. They do it at home, you know, in the hotel room, whatever, not in the shul. Nobody here, you know, come here, HaChalamoid, you have half the people. You know, wearing Tzvon HaChalamoid, maybe it's 2/3 to 1/3, whatever the statistics are, but nowadays, I think it's changed even now. But I don't know, when I was a kid, it was really half and half. Now it's not. Now it's more people follow the other practice, I think. But anyway, in Eretz Yisrael, nobody puts on Tzvon HaChalamoid, because the main Minhagim was all, even the Ashkenazim, followed the Vilna Gaon. So anyway, so that's because the Talmud Vilna Gaon came. So there's a sefer called Taas HaShulchan, which this is Yisrael of Shklov, wrote sort of like as a Shulchan Aruch on the dinner related to Eretz Yisrael. It's written in it's a Shulchan Aruch, basically. He calls it Hosof Nesiyim L'Arba Shulchan Aruch. It's like the next section, if you will, about the Shulchan Aruch on the laws of Eretz Yisrael. So in Siman Gimel, Siv Beis, he writes, talks about tearing kriya, and he writes, "Ukasheroa hakuba shal makom mikdash, omer beis kachena v'sivarteina asher etc. etc." Okay, he say this puzzle. When you see the kuba shal makom mikdash, what does that mean exactly? Okay, so I understood it. Like I said, certainly some understood it means the mosque. And it means the now kuba really means the Hebrew word means the cube. Now the makom mikdash, the harabais was squared off. So it may refer to that.
Exactly.
You can see in the...
Exactly.
Right, right. But it was carved off. So, is that what he means? I was discussing with somebody, Dr. Zubin from here, Peter, he felt that Kuba means the square, which means you'd have to see the ground.
Okay. I can ask you that.
I didn't think that's what it meant, based on what I read in other Achronim. I thought they were saying that it means the mosque. It may still mean, I don't know. But he quotes that in his Pasul Shulchan. The Bach quotes it also. I printed a long Bach in 24. He says, again, that same section of the Shulchan Aruch, Chaim Sin Topkum Samach Aleph, the Bach writes, Motzosi b'likutim, kesh'arim l'ushayim b'rola es ha'kuba shobeis ha'mikdosh, shehi azar, that was the courtyard. Okay? So then, Oz Chai was talking, you bow a little bit, you tear your garments, you should cry and say, all these things, and he has a whole list of you say certain kapitel of Tilim, Mizrael also Elokim Boi Gomer Achosecha, and you say Baruch Dayna Emes without the Shem Hashem, but you acknowledge that, and various other psukim. You should cry and say the things that relate to that. And the second parak v'tzarach levarach the mashak kosov the keshara kuba shobei samikta tchayev likol shachot v'tzon lamer the tchili or beis kachenu etc. First you say this puzzle, then you cry. You should cry because you should feel bad. Anyway, this should. So the Bach also mentions this kuba. So I thought and again not on my own, but I thought that it meant the mosque. That it was sufficient to see the mosque. Certainly. Rav Moshe Sternbuch understands it that way. I printed in source 25 his tshuva, the chelik aleph of the tshuva, tshuva son hagos, simon shin lamed aleph. Okay, he was asked the kasha, the habol avak. We can read the Bach's entries. This tells you why you should cry, you should feel bad that when you come there. But anyway, the Rav Moshe Sternbuch writes in that tshuva, chelik aleph simon shin lamed aleph, habol avak. We find vola kosam lamed hechli kroa. Says haroa mikdash bechubano chayv lekor begadol. He quotes our gemara that we mentioned. Fine, okay. And he mentioned a minute ago, tear one garment, not your jacket, and your shirt. The Nagul, the second paragraph here was key for us. The Nagul, Likor, Kishorom, Hakuba, Shebavonosena, Harabim, Bonui, Al Makam, Mikdosh, Av She'en Roim, Karka, Hazara. He said, you don't have to see the ground. He seems to understand that it's the mosque. If you see the mosque, because that tells you there's no Beis HaMikdash there. Right? I mean, you see it, so you know that that's there. If you don't actually have to see the ground. So let's say if you're in Har HaTzofim, or Har HaZesim, opposite, you can see the ground of the Mikdash. But if you come in the way most of us probably come in today, you come into the old city, you start going down those steps, you know, from the Rova, you don't really see the ground. Even from the highest point, you don't really see the ground. You do see the mosque, though. Okay, so Rosh Hashanah is saying, I quote, that's the Bach. He quotes that whole Bach that we mentioned. Okay, and he says that the Chazon Ish wrote the jacket or not. And he says in the third paragraph or the second last paragraph, Umashi Yesh Noagin Lalosus Gamas Karka Hazara Somer Makpid quote unquote to see the ground floor. Hainam Utnei Shaloshim Chazal Shetiknu Kriya Beroa Hamikdash. Right, the Zeberia Gemura the Lorak Begag Hakuba, not just the dome. Right, the roof, the dome of that. Some hold that that's not enough. Shirak Shemazkir Achuban, Avol Ein Roel Achuban Mikdash from Koma Koroy. Or the Fizikwan, as far as I remember, Shamati Amoran Hagon of Yitzchak Zev Salavetchik. That's all. That's Hagon of Ezin Briskerov. That he felt that that's the better thing to do to be Yotzel Choladeus and so on. Okay. However, he says nonetheless, Lemaisa, even if you saw the mosque and the roof, he says Lemaisa, that's enough. Then he concludes, just to show how some people thought. He closed. He says the Gon of Shulah Diskin did not ever come to the Kosel. Never came to the Kosel. And I wonder why, you know. There are different theories, but he says, one theory says is, because just look, he said, he wouldn't go there, Shema Merov, Tzar, all his life. He's afraid to go to be so depressed, he would faint. You know, it just shows how people felt about it. This, I included that, that's how he concludes the truth. Anyway, Rav Moshe Sternbuch, Kolponim, is writing here there are two different practices, Lamaisa. I mean, he mentioned that some have the minig only to tear when you come to the, when you see the ground, and that's what the Rebbe Soloveitchik thought was the Yotzel Holiday. You have to, go first see it via Haratzofim or something where you can see the ground of the Mikdash, but not... But others say it's sufficient to see the roof of the mosque and so on and so forth. What's interesting is I have with me a sefer called Orchos Rabbeinu. Orchos Rabbeinu is a, like I said, a 5-volume, this is volume base. We'll see, maybe. So in Chelek Bey, Orchos Rabbeinu is Bala Kiros Yaakov, for the Talmid and the Stipler Gaon, who's one of the great Gaon Americans, so the father of Chaim Kanievsky, or Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky. So I have a list of all, five volumes of all his different minhagim and things. So in this sefer, Orchos Rabbeinu, that I have here, he writes, this Chelek Bey is page Kuf Nun Dalad. He writes, having traveled, he said he went with Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the father, the stipler too, the co-son, so on. He says, "B'chol ha'pamim, when I went with to the stipler to the, you know, to the old city, kara mar rabbi ayad ha'kosel." He would tell when he came to the kosel, "Gam shelo ra'a es ritzpas makom mikdash." Even if he didn't see the floor of the mikdash. So the stipler's practice was, he wasn't makpit necessarily to see the ground.
Is enough of a habamina that you missed it. I feel like there's enough of a habamina that was a thing that you had to see the ritzpah.
Right, so that's what we said. That's what the Shtemach quotes from Rebbe Soloveitchik. That is better. But I'm just showing you that those who are nervous who don't do that, you can rely on the... You can rely on the stipler, okay, that he tore even without seeing it, okay. Rock es hakoso ves hakipa. The kipa is the dome. Mm-hmm. Kipa, right, the dome, that's the dome of the rock. Okay, anyway, and he quotes it to Kuczynski like that. So certainly, yeshal milismoch, I think most people, I think today, tear kri when they come, you know, they come down those steps. I personally do it when, right, before you make the come down the steps, you have to make that left, that last group of steps. So there you can see when, from that point, there's a little bit of advantage when you see the whole area and the coastal plaza and so on. That's okay. There is an interest. So that, and that's the din. I think that's the, some people are machpit to see the floor. If you can, it's good. A good chumra, but yeah, shami lismok, certainly to tear only when you see the coastal, or certainly you see the dome of the rock, you know, the top of the mosque. There is an issue with some people quote, I remember hearing it as a kid when we went to Eretz Yisrael, that, well, if you don't want to tear kriya, so you can be makne your clothes to somebody else. Okay, you can't tear someone else's clothes. You want to get out of tearing kriya. Then when this comes up, sometimes it comes up where, if you're going to a bar mitzvah, and let's say you flew into America, and you got there on Thursday morning at the airport, early Thursday morning, you come straight because you're to the relative's bar mitzvah, yeah, the kosel. And right, you dress, you want to come to the bar mitzvah, you're not going to walk around in a torn shirt. So how do you get out of tearing kriya? So you can be makne your clothes to somebody else, and now you can't tear kriya. Rav Shemruch mentions this, not in that tshuva, but in another sefer, probably the more famous sefer, is Modim Zmanim, Chelek Zayin Simon Reish Nun Zayin. He says, the Shamati Mischakmin, the wise guys, right, have this patent, the Schap, Shepotrin is Atzon Mechiv Kriya, they she makne begod with a chavero, bekinin suder kidin. You do have a kinin, right, you sell somebody. You sell someone else, you makna somebody else your clothing. He discusses whether that works, and now you borrow it back, right? And it's like, and, you know, and the guy's only giving it up tonight that he gets it back home. He doesn't want you to tear his clothing, right? Is that good? So Shemruch does not think that that's a great idea. First of all, the halacha, he quotes a Mishnah Nedarim on 26. The Mishnah Nedarim is Af Mem Ches Amar Aleph. The missionary is talking about someone who's muda ano mechavero. Okay, so you have a story. The Gemara tells a story that Meister Echad beischorin shahaya aviv noder hemeno ano. Okay, father and son had a fight, and he refused to allow him to benefit from. He said, "I'm not going to take any benefit from your stuff. People do that. I want. I have nothing to do with you." And then meanwhile, he's marrying off his son. So he's not going to go to his grandson. So what do you do? So they had a chap that he'll. I'm going to give you all the food and all the catering hall, everything belongs to you. So now the father could come, right? So the Mishnah said it doesn't work, because obviously the guy couldn't have... Does the other guy really own it? Can he be makdish it? Right? The Mishnah says a rule, at the end of 26, the Mishnah Dharma, and Chesaral says, Omr Chacham, call Matana, She'ena Shemikdisha, Tehenu Kudesh, Ena Matana. It's not a real Matana. This is just a matana to get out of it. That's how the Ran explains there in the Dharma, 27. He says here, even though matana manas lahachzir works, if I give like we have by lulav, I give you matana and it's manas lahachzir, so that counts as a matana. But that, there I'm saying, calls man that you have it, you have to give it back to me later. But now it's totally yours. Here, it's not really true at all. Here the guy is there, it's the shaita matana. A matana zusha beishchor, I feel a shaita in a shalom, it's got a matana so a klal. He wasn't, the guy didn't have kavana to be makne the the food and everything to this other guy. He only did it so it'll be called his thing for the purpose of allowing the father to eat there. That's the trick. Huh? Right, no, that's a good question. I mean, you know, the original Chris Collins wasn't like that. The guy actually took it. But he says, this is a haroma, this is a trick, it's baloney, and so on, doesn't think it works. That's how the Rambam Paskins. Also in Hilchos Adarim Perek Zayin Halachat Tezvav, he tells the story. In Halachat Tezvav, he writes, there's no way Halachat Tezvav, it's Chol Matana Shemikdisha Lo Tenekudesh, it's Eina Matana. If the recipient wouldn't have the right to be Makdish or Tehekdish, then you can't call that a real Matana, because it's clearly only did it for that reason. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch also in Simon Reish Chof Alev Yardei Siftes, I printed the source 29, it tells the same thing, that it's not considered valid. Lamaisa, so Rav Shemrach questions it from a halachic point of view. But I always thought that even if it would work from a halachic point of view, you know, Kedai who based on Elokeinu, a guy, you could tear a shirt, you know, I mean, maybe at one time, people were very poor, and, you know, so to tear a garment was, today we, you know, so you rip a shirt, $20, you know, this is the base of Mikdash we're talking about here. You know, you're coming to the Mokko and Mikdash, you haven't been there in a long time, and you can't spare a shirt, like, if you have, like, Nebuch, you see by non-film, you know, they tear a ribbon, you know, they have a little, you've seen it, no, by considering reform a lot of times. But I'm talking about not in Yerushalayim, I'm talking about for a relative that dies. So they put a little ribbon. God forbid, your father, your mother, you can rip a jacket. It's okay, you don't have to rip a ribbon. That's silly. I mean, that's the din. So here, it's Kedayu Beis Elokeinu, this is the Beis HaMikdash. You should talk a few bit. That was a whole long bach, though. We didn't read the whole thing inside. To save time, the bach in Tov Kos Samach Aleph. You're supposed to cry. I'm sure Diskin wouldn't even come to the coast. He was so depressed when he got there. So we're not on that level, but something. See, a tear shirt. You know, we ruin shirts for the lesser things. People do it, well, they play baseball. You rip a shirt sliding, or take a shirt sliding to third. So you can tear a shirt for this purpose. Question whether it works for Allah. Okay, that's in terms of that issue. Now, however, the one time you would not tear kriya on coming to Yerushalayim, how comes the Beis HaMikdash, is you come on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, because that we don't tear. Okay, so that is someone so desperate not to tear a shirt. Okay, so make sure the first time you go there is on Shabbos. Okay, so then you got out of it. If you're looking to get out of it, sometime
on Shabbos.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. But first, let's talk about Shabbos. Okay, so by regular kriya. On a relative, the Gemara says, it's actually source 30, Shabbos daf kuf hayamid beis. The Gemara says, Raminu hakorea bechamoso, a guy who tears out of anger is not our issue. Ube evlo valmeso chayav, you're chayav on Shabbos, but the afal pish mechalos of Shabbos yotze de kriya. You are yotze de kriya, meaning you want to tear kriya again after Shabbos, but it's still chol Shabbos. You're not supposed to do it. That's what Rashi says there in Kuf Hayamid Beis and Shabbos. You don't say the Akriya, so I don't chayav likra almeso. You have to tear Akriya. But not on Shabbos. Lemaisa, it works. If you did it, you potter up the chiyav. You won't have to tear now after Shabbos again, you know, if the relative died. We don't tear Akriya on Shabbos. Okay, that's what the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Shabbos, Paragid Olachayud. Hakareya, Bechamoso, that's a different thing, but almeso, chayav likra chayav, it's still, you chayav because it's considered constructive. That's the issue in Shabbos. It's not Makalka, it's constructive. But again, it's still, you're not supposed to do it on Shabbos. Okay? And that's what we paskin shulchar, if you look in 33, Yerodeya Simon Shin Mem Sivchov Ches, Hakareya b'Shabbos Almeso, Afa b'Shachil Shabbos Yotzei Kriya. We paskin like that. So Shabbos, you don't tear Kriya even on a relative, so you don't tear Kriya in Yerushalayim either. As far as Yontif is concerned, so the Mishnah says in Moed Katan Chav Dalmud Beis 34, the Mishnah says, and doesn't specify in the Mishnah, but that's what Rav Shimon learned. The Gemara is talking there about Chalamoid. It says, Ein Korin, we don't tear Kriya Chalamoid either. Below Cholzim, this doesn't mean Chalitza, it means bearing the shoulder, which is also a form of Kriya. You only do this, It's talking about Chalamoid. So the Rambam, and certainly not in Yontif, even on Chalamoid, you don't do it. So the Rambam Paskin in 35, Hilchos Yontif, Perak Bav, Alacha Chav Gimel, the Rambam writes, Ein Manichin Mitas Hameis Brachob Moid, we don't have Hespedim on Chalamoid and so on. They miss Ablin the Moid, there's no Avelis on Chalamoid. The Chain Ein Korin, we also don't tear Kriya. And we bury something low Mavrin on the Sudas Havra, low Cholzin, I couldn't bear the shoulder, all these different things. Okay, we don't do that on Chalamoid. And, also not on Yom Tov Sheni, that's what Rambam says at the end there, Ein Korin, Yom Tov Sheni, Klal, Afilu Korin, Shomit, nobody tears on Yom Tov Sheni. So in the Shulchan Aruch, In Arachayim, in Siman Tov Kuf Mem Zayin Siv Vav, the laws of Cholamoid, the Mechaber Paskins, Ein Karin Alameis B'Cholamoid. Okay? And then he says, but El Krovav Shem Chaimus Abalalav, except for those who have to tear Kriya. Now, what does that mean? Because there is a din of tearing Kriya, and that's where I oversimplified it. There is a din, if somebody else is there, if you're present, Rahman Al-Sam, if somebody dies, and you're not his relative at all, but you have to tear Kriya anyway. But relatives have to take it as a separate chiyuv or an additional chiyuv. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says.
So you're in the presence of
you're there when somebody dies, you take kriya also.
There being anywhere.
Anyway,
anywhere.
You're in prison. You're there when it happens. Yeah. You know, you're in the hospital, whatever, you saw it. So, I always did one of the Talmud Chacham, that he says, Im Amad Sham B'Shas Yitzias Neshama. You're there when the Neshama departs. Okay? But anyway, as far as Chalamoid is concerned, the Machlokas, anyway, it says, at the end of Siv of the Shulchan Aruch says, the Nagu B'nai Ashkenaz Shaloli Krob Moikim Al Aviv Al Imo. Not even for the other relatives, just parents. Okay, that's the minigan Ashkenaz. Balshara Mesim Karin Lachar Amoid. Okay, but others Lachar Amoid. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Chalamoid, in Arachayim, in Tov Kuf Mem Zayin Siv Bov, in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Kriyas, in Shin Mem Siv Lamed Aleph, in the Chaber Paskin, let's look at it in 537, Ain Karin Biyantif. We don't tear Kriya on Yantiv. Afil be on Yantiv itself, for sure not. That's the whole discussion only about Chalamoid. But certainly not on Yantiv. Afil be Yantiv Shein Shalgoy, it's not the second day of Yantiv either. Afil be Krov and Shalmeis, even though the family. Avu Chalamoid, then he says it depends. And Ramor writes, Yesham Denogim Shein Lekrov and Chalamoid, Raka Avu Imo. And the Shach comments of Tudim and Hagen. The Shach there in Source 38, Sim Shin Mem Yardes, Kot Mem Vav, he says, the Minigan Poland, okay, Haino Minigan. B'chol Machus Poland. Dilu b'Ashkenaz Nagul Sol Kol Kima Aval Ein. Okay, Machus Poland Yesh Kol Kulam. So they're different than talking about Chalamoy. But Shabbos for sure not, Yantif for sure not. So therefore, if that's the din by Kriya on the relatives, that's certainly the din by Kriya on Ari Yehuda Rosh. I'm sorry, on Makom Mikdash. So therefore, if a person comes to the Kosel and comes to the old city and sees the Makom Mikdash for the first time on Shabbos Yantif, they don't tear Kriya. As for Chalamoy, Lemaisa. Lamaisa, it will come out from these dinim that you would tear kriya for Aryeh, because even according to those minhagim, they tear on father and mother and not for the other relatives of minig Ashkenaz, but tearing for Yerushalayim for our Makom Mikdash is compared to the father and the mother. How? Because where you, first of all, where you tear, namely the left side as opposed to the right side, you tear on the left side, God forbid, after a parent by the heart. If another brother, God forbid, brother. A brother, a sister, son, daughter, spouse, you tear on the right side. So Yerushalayim, on the Makom Mikdash, we said, is the left side. So that's parallel to father and mother. Also, you can't sew it back up. So there are a number of parallels between Makom Mikdash and parents. So therefore, even in those Minhagim that are Machmer, quote unquote, Chalamoid, and don't take Kriya other than a parent, but you would take Kriya for Makom Mikdash. However, despite that lumdus, that does not seem to be the minig. Doesn't seem to be the minig. The minig seems to be that people don't tear on Chalamoid. Now, you asked before, what about Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif? So here, it's interesting, the Shlomo Zalman Arbach, let's turn to the last page. Let's look at the back page. Okay? Well, before we get to Erev Shabbos, let's say I came first on Shabbos, I didn't tear Kriya. Okay, but now, should I wait till Motzai Shabbos to tear? In other words, okay, I didn't tear on Shabbos or Yontif, because it was Shabbos or Yontif. Whatever Chalamoid, but let's say Shabbos or Yontif, I didn't tear Kriya, so maybe I should tear right after Shabbos. Now Shabbos is over. So Shlomo Zalman writes in that same tshuva in the Milchus Shlomo 39, top of the last page, Chelik Aleph Siman Ayin Gimel, again commenting on that same sefer, he writes, Shavasham upon Chadosh Oz Gimel, he says, Tazvav, Choshvani de Kriya Haret Tzricha Lios Dafke B'Shatz Chimom. You tear Kriya only at the height of the emotional moment. So if you first came on Shabbos, and you didn't tear because it's Shabbos, so Yontif, so that's it. Okay, now you're not going to say, well, I'm tear after the moment has passed, the passion or the heat of the moment, so to speak, has gone by. And you don't therefore have to do it again on Motzai Shabbos. So now we come, what about Erev Shabbos? So you're alluding to the fact that there is a practice that some people think that Erev Shabbos already, you don't have to tear Kriya, or Erev Yontif. Right? Afternoon already, you don't have to tear Kriya. Okay, or anything else. So first of all, we should clarify that Pesachei Tshuva makes a point in Source 40, in Yeridesim and Toth, Sivkot and Olive. He quotes what seems to be a common mistake, and I've heard this mistake. A lot of people think you have Shiva, that you get up in on Friday already after Chatzos. Okay, that many people think that. On Friday of the Shiva week, you get up after Chatzos. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes that as a mistake. He says many people think that the Togz Zayin, the Arab Shabbos, Mashanoagim Olam, right? The widespread meaning, he says, Togz Zayin Yimei Avelos, Leishiv Akise Visafso Velubos Minalim Techev Achachatos Ayom, because COVID Shabbos already? He says, Togz who? This is a mistake. The royal lechol balei Torah limchos the ligar baos of anoshim mekilu davar zeh olivatam and ogam. That incorrect minig says the Pesachei Tshuva. It's not correct. Okay, you should not follow that. The real din of getting up on Friday afternoon, Rachon Atzan during Shiva is enough time to get ready for Shabbos. Whatever that time is. Obviously, you know, the winter time when Shabbos is at 4, so you'll get up earlier than in the summer when Shabbos is at 7. Right? But there's no din of Chatzos. That suddenly after Chatzos, the Pesachei Tshuva says the mistake in which we've vatal that din. Okay? Well, again, in that same Sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, the stipler, that same section, but on page Kuf Mem Tes. On page Kuf Mem Tes and Oz Dalid, he says, Hold on, my Rebbe said, the disciple said, Shahora Mar Chazonish. The Chazonish says, Shemichuyavim Likroa Gam Be'erv Shabbos Kodesh La'achar Chatzos. Okay? So the Chazonish said, you must hear, there's no such din at Erev Shabbos.
You're going there from Mincha?
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. But he's talking like an automatic, I'll just show up there at 1 o'clock and then go back to the hotel. Right? He said, that doesn't work, he said. But there's a side in the same section, he says, Olinian Kriba Chalamoid Amali, that Sheesh Lahakav. You don't have to tear. Although he says v'chein barosh chodesh sivan tafshon lamed beis nasam over rabbi lekosi v'kari. So did tear on rosh chodesh. So chalamoid you don't, but rosh chodesh you do. Okay. He said that's also the chazanish says you still have to tear on rosh chodesh. And the other day some people as long as you don't say tacharim you don't have to tear kriya. The chazanish said that's wrong. But anyway, in terms of Arab Shabbos, he says over here there's no such din. It's interesting that where did this come from? Where did this mistake come from in terms of Chatzos? I've had it with people. I've been approached by people over here in town where since you're over Friday Chatzos, you can get up. It's not true. It may relate to that, but Rav Shechter suggests in the Sefer Mikra Atzon that it's based on something else. There is a din. If you take a look in 41 in the Shin Sadi Tesif Gimel that Erev Pesach you talk to get up at Chatzos. Right?
Well, that's
a preparation. Exactly. Erev Pesach. He's looking at it says in the Ramah, in the Yerodeyasim and Shin Sadi Tesis Gimel, 41. Ube Erev Pesach, Mutu Bako Acher Chatzos, the Hainu Mizman Shchitos HaPesach, that's the time of the Korban Pesach. So that's a special din of Erev Pesach already has a status of Yontif already in some ways. That's what brought the Korban Pesach, not just preparation. That's what brought the Korban Pesach. Is this a Chometz already, huh? Right. And people don't work out the din of Chalamoy. So it's a whole different story. But Rav Shechter proposes, that same Simch Yudches in Ozvog, he says, "Ubemakar aminik shelo likra b'chol erev Shabbos achar chatzos hayanir alomah shadav and nishtarbe erev Pesach." The spread people thought erev Pesach, so it's also erev. What's another Shabbos? Right, also erev Shabbos today. And that's what he says. He says it's a mistake. And he has a discussion. Whatever. That's so. But lemaisa, as I said, the Chazanish, it was clear that you should tear on the. On Erev Shabbos as well. The Rav Shermuth deals with your thing, and we'll finish up. The Rav Shermuth, in the same collection of Chuvas Hargis and Chelik Alam and Shin Lamed Dalet, he writes, "Yerushalayim Yerakodesh Nogu Lo Likro BeErev Shabbos Achar Chatzos." There's a meeting in Yerushalayim not to tear Achar Chatzos. Ukvar Tzavach Alzer Rabbeinu Chazanish. The Chazanish screamed against it. He says, "Not right." Shein Lazer Shum Yisod O Makor. There's no foundation, no makor for it. Okay. Yerushalayim Gufa Nechal Gamin Hagim. They're different in Hagim and Yerushalayim itself. Okay. And he says, "Venira di kara rak b'big day Shabbos." He says that maybe if you're coming to the coast, or your case from Mincha, it's 6 o'clock Friday. You're coming, you're resting on big day Shabbos already, and that was your first visit. So then, hold b'kriya yisbatal mitzvahs covered Shabbos. What do you tear your suit when you tear your shirt? You're coming for Shabbos. That'll take away from covered Shabbos. So then you don't have to. Okay, but that's what he at least melamed tzchus at least on that hour. Okay, when you come late in the day on Friday to come to the coast, and that's your first time in more than 30 days, and you're wearing big day Shabbos, it's a very different possibility. Okay? And he says, you know, that's a question. Is that true? Is that enough? After all, if you can go back and put on big day chol, maybe you should do that. All right, so that, but anyway, he mentions that point. So you were mechavan to that. Let me just end by noting that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and people should be aware of this. As I said before, kedai ubeis elokeinu to tear kriya, to give up a shirt. Again, if you happen to come first on Shabbat, that's the way it worked out. Okay, so what do? All right, but otherwise you should, you know, not, shouldn't be cheap. You should tear a shirt. I remember, you know, I go to Eretz Yisrael. So when I go to Eretz Yisrael, a lot of times my sister lives in Efrat, so I'll be by her, or I would go to her. Now my father's Yerushalayim, so I go to him. But I would sometimes go to Yerushalayim, go to the old city right away, tear my shirt. I still have my luggage with me from the airport. Then I go to my sister in the front. And her kids were little. And then they say, every time the uncle comes, he comes with my wife, that the Americans will always wear ripped shirts when they travel. The kids didn't understand. Every time I came in the house, I had a ripped shirt. You know, but that was why. But the Mishnah Berurah mentions, it's a cotton dollar, and this we finish. He says, "Aro Yerushalayim, yesh shekosu shemistaber sheyom shero adam tchilu Yerushalayim bechurbana sheyesar osayom kulo bebasav yayin. Shouldn't eat fleshes or drink wine that day. It's a little bit of a day of avelus. You know, the day you're going to tear kriya, don't tear kriya, then go back to the hotel and have a big fancy fleshing dinner. You know what I mean? Now, if it's after dark, right, it's the next day, but that day, gufa. So if Shlomo Zalman writes in that same tshuva, that's the last source was done. Again, it's Chelek Aleph and Ayin Gimel. He says, "Mashakosu b'sorim shen." That's a mitzvah. It's not alpi din strictly. I mean, you have to go to a wedding, which is okay. I didn't know this tshuva when I was in Eretz Yisrael. Not that long ago, I hadn't come across this tshuva, and I was wondering. I actually came to it. So I was only there for a few days. I came to the old city. The friend of mine was making a little simcha for his daughter bas mitzvah, right in the shiva in the Tivari, which is right in the back of the Coastal Plaza. They're making upstairs, and I had a torn shirt. And so I brought another shirt with me to change into, to go to the simcha. But I was wondering, right on the spot, can I eat fleshings? They were serving fleshings. And he's also at Tanu Chacham, so we were discussing it. And then he has his friend with Rav Nevinsal, who's one of the old cities, we're going to call him Nevinsal. And then we concluded that now, but by the time he finished talking around, it was already after dark, so I was able to eat. But later I came across this tshuva. But I'll just end with the thing that, I heard this story, and then my son, actually, I haven't mentioned Nevinsal, showed me, they recently printed an edition of the Mishnah Berurah, the Yitzchak Ikar, I think it's called, it has Ha'aretz in the bottom from Nevinsal. So, people raise the question, what if I live in Yerushalayim? What do you, I live there. So, tear Kriya, so certainly not to tear for Yerushalayim, you live there. But what about, they asked according to this story that I heard, and again now my son showed me it's in print, they asked of Shlomo Zalman, what if somebody lives in Yerushalayim and he didn't come to the coast of Arab in 30 days, does he have to tear Kriya? So Shlomo Zalman said, is that possible? I couldn't imagine someone lives in Yerushalayim and doesn't bother coming once in 30 days. So you should take Kriya because the guy's out of touch with what you should be focusing on. Your body should take Kriya. How could it be that someone lives in Yerushalayim and doesn't come once a month to the old city? Okay. Again, so you see what they saw. They felt about it. At least for us, we should be willing to give up. We should be willing to give up a shirt. Okay. Shabbos.
Interesting understanding.